Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
To Old School with DP and J.
R. Again, they got Surf and Turf tonight, only $32. 8 ounce. New York beef strip, one juicy lobster tail, asparagus spears, red potatoes, garlic and herb butter. Tonight, and then after the game tomorrow, they will be open for the game tomorrow if you need a place to watch. Mm-hmm. Somewhere nice and warm. They've got, so here are the seafood boils. And again, you can get them for two, you can get them for four, you have small or large. Clams, mussels, shrimp, potatoes, corn, andouille sausage in the clam bake, the Bourbon Street combo. They don't have the sausage tonight.
No.
Or you can get the New Orleans original. They've got gumbo, lobster tail, red potatoes, clams, mussels, snow crab legs. Oh, the shebangy bang. And you can come in and get, of course, Hurricane to drink. Mm. That'll, you know, soothe your soul.
They got Alfredo here, BP. Bourbon Street Alfredo.
Chicken. You can get it with chicken, shrimp, or salmon. You can get the cheesecake, which I'm, you know, I haven't had sweets. I haven't had sweets.
You can look at them.
But the idea of the white chocolate raspberry cheesecake. Mm. So I'd have to learn to, like, take a bite and then not have
it. Put it back
anymore
in the fridge.
And not have it anymore until tomorrow. Uh-huh. So I'm learning. I'm learning how to process. Tonight, women's volleyball will take on Iowa. They're there in Iowa City trying to bounce back from their most recent loss against Ohio State. Good opportunity for them. And then the men's basketball team Sunday at home at PBA against Arkansas Little Rock. Okay, Jake, so let's go through the games of interest to you, because of all the college games not named Nebraska and Wisconsin, what are you looking forward to?
Well, I think, you know, surprisingly, the best games of the week, I think, are in the Pac-12. You don't say that very often, where the Pac-12 is the best games, but yeah, get USC, UCLA. I mean, oftentimes that's USC is good, UCLA is bad. It's not a very good football game. This year, UCLA has risen up to be a pretty good team. USC has the one loss, but Lincoln Riley's had a very good first campaign there with Caleb Williams coming over from Oklahoma. So I think that's probably your game of the week, which I'm kind of glad to see the Pac-12 back. Like, I know that we're supposed to, like, make fun of the Pac-12 because they got, you know, a weird stuff going on with the commissioner.
They
and
don't
everything.
Know what, they don't know what's going on.
They have no idea what's going on, but at least they're having a good football season, right?
I don't, like, remember, I was in Utah, so you remember that. That was a big part of back you, then. Yeah. Back then, they were part of Mountain West Conference.
Right.
And then they moved over to Pac-12. So I don't have that Pac-12 angst that a lot of people do.
Yep.
Because I've seen the quality of football. I mean, still remember Oregon and USC are in the Pac-12. Washington, those are programs that have success.
So that's a big game. And then you look at the other one. You mentioned, you know, Utah and Oregon. So, seriously, the two best games of the week are Pac-12 games.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, see, so.
Round of applause for the Pac-12. Yeah, you get the best games of the week.
Mess around if you want to.
Because think about this. Also a game this weekend, DP, that usually we talk about, but it's such weird circumstances, is Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. I mean, Oklahoma's 5-5. The team we saw here in September, that boat race Nebraska, has fallen off a cliff.
That's not good, though. That a team that's having that little success afterwards.
Well, you know, things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Just shocking to see them just complete afterthought. 5-5, Oklahoma. Oklahoma State's been stinking lately, too.
You could have made a lot of money by saying to folks, hey, at the end, after game 10, Oklahoma's going to be 5-5. Everybody would have made that bet and lost. So there's that. In the big league, what happens to the Dolphins fans when the Jets at 6-3 face the 5-4 New England Patriots? Who are you rooting for in this one?
I think you root for. Gosh, it's a great question.
You know, they're like it's.
We're getting late enough in the season Jets seem like they're kind of real.
Do you want a tie? Do you want somebody to like the best team to lose? The team with the best record to lose, or the team that you fear the most?
So here's how I break this down. I have told Rico, our station Patriots fan, mm-hmm. that I don't really wish the Patriots years of 3-13. I wish them years of like the Dolphins have had, where it's you barely miss the playoffs. Like you're one game out. Yeah. So I want to see them heartbroken week 18.
Some pain.
Where they've lost a great draft pick. They're in this middle of the pack. Mm-hmm. They're not going to the postseason, and they don't really know what to do. I want that purgatory for them.
Do you want the Patriots to feel more pain than the Jets?
Yes.
Right?
Now, so, I grew up, when I was a kid, I despised the Jets more. The Dolphins-Jets was the bigger rivalry than Dolphins-Patriots. But then the Patriots became what they were with Belichick and Brady, so you start hating them because the Jets were just not very good. They had a couple years they made back-to-back AFC title games in 10-11. But other than that, they've been pretty forgettable. So I despise the Patriots more, but I still do not like the Jets.
Okay.
So I think I got to root for the Patriots. I want to see the Jets falter, see them lose that swagger they have.
That puts them both at 6-4. Yep. It gives you more wiggle room at
right.
the top of the
Yeah, season. I want to come out of my bye week still on top of the division.
If let me ask you, since they moved Buffalo and Cleveland to Detroit, would you go to Detroit and root against Buffalo?
I think about it.
Would that be a fun trip for you?
If my rooting interest lost, sure. Yeah, if the Bills lost, absolutely.
Well, I mean, think about this. This is a neutral site game instead of a home game. So Buffalo loses a home game in this thing. What do you expect the crowd to be? Buffalo fans, Brown fans, Lions fans just simply rooting against Buffalo?
Well, I mean, Cleveland, you can drive from Cleveland to Detroit, mm-hmm. right? It's not that far of a drive. So.
I don't think many people are driving from Buffalo to anywhere.
So now, right. So now for the Browns, it goes from being a road game to more of a home game than it is for
game.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But the problem is the Browns aren't very good. Deshaun's not playing this week, I don't think. Is he cleared to play yet or
not?
No,
I don't know.
I think
know.
It's Brissett.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Now, if Deshaun Watson was playing, if you're a Browns fan saying you want to see Deshaun Watson, then I think you make the trip. But I think it's just a beatdown waiting to happen. I just saw firsthand. I was watching the entire Dolphins game, Dolphins-Browns. Mm-hmm. The Browns are not good. I know they've had some nice, you know, they beat the Bengals 2 weeks ago. They handled them. But that team cannot stop the run. And the Dolphins are not a great running team. They're fine. They're fine, but they're not a great running team. And they look like a great running team on Sunday. Maybe we're just a great team. Maybe I'm just witnessing the rise, finally, of my team being worth a damn.
That was my next question, was how vested are you? How deep in the Kool-Aid are you about the Dolphins?
Oh, I'm in the deepest Kool-Aid.
Ten being the top, one being the worst, where are you on them winning the East?
Eight.
Okay. Where are you on them winning the AFC?
6.5 to 7.
Where is it possible? Where on the scale are they in winning the Super Bowl?
Well, I think the best teams in the AFC. So same thing. You know,
Claytonia John says
six.
Sorry, they're pretenders and not contenders.
No, they're not. No, they are not pretenders. They are not pretenders. Now the people say, well, Jake, wait, hang on a second, hang on. Can they play in the cold? That's always a question for Miami. I would answer with this. I've seen this team in the past couple of years go to New England in cold weather and win. Now, they have not won in Buffalo. That's a problem. They play Buffalo in December. But they have a bye week this week. Then they play Houston in Miami. I believe they're at home against Houston. And then they go to San Francisco. Not cold weather, but that's a big test. Mm-hmm. Then they play at the Chargers next week. So they got two West Coast games. And then it gets dicey with Buffalo and the Packers in Miami, not in Lambeau, in Miami Packers.
Okay.
And then
you have to beat the Packers.
Then you have the Jets to end the season in Miami and the Patriots before that on the
road. Of those games, how many of those games are your favorite?
Let's see. So they have their 7-3. They have 8 games. I think they're favorite in 6 to 7 of the 8.
Really?
Yep.
So you think they're favorite over Buffalo?
No.
Favorite over the 49ers in San Francisco?
That's going to be possible, but probably not. So let's go 6. I'm going to go with 6. I think they're favored in every game except for at San Fran, which might be like a 3-point dog if at most. At Buffalo, probably a 3 to 4-point dog, depending how they're playing. And then I think they're a favorite on the road in New England. I do.
And in the
Chargers, same thing on the road.
Here's where you get to make your deal with the devil. What are you willing to sacrifice to have the Dolphins win the AFC East? What are you willing to give?
I want to advance to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Screw the East. So it's about the big thing.
What would you give to guarantee the Dolphins winning the AFC? Shave your head?
Sure. Shave my head.
You'd shave your head?
Yeah.
Would you shave your eyebrows?
If that was the deal
if
closer,
you had to
yeah.
Could you give up golf?
Ooh, no, hang on.
I want to see how committed you are to this thing.
Well, you told me to shave my head and eyebrows.
No. I want to see how committed
There's
you are to this,
this
thing. Let's go all the way. In order for the Dolphins to go to the Super Bowl, would you be willing to give up golf until July?
No.
June?
No.
May.
You got to realize I live in a cold state where I get depressed in the wintertime because it's cold. The moment it's warm in March or April, I have to get the sticks out.
So you love playing golf more than you love the Dolphins winning the Super Bowl. You're telling a lot about yourself. You're telling a lot about yourself.
I've never experienced a Dolphin Super Bowl, so I don't know what I'd be like.
But you play golf every year, all the time.
It's important to me.
Look, you would rather play golf in May than have the Dolphins in the Super Bowl.
Well, let's go back to the original thing, shaving head and eyebrows. Yeah, I'll do that.
Well, that's for the AFC East. Like, that's the East. That's nothing. That's a nothing burger.
I got to give up golf until June.
You got to give up. You got to give up something to get something. You got to give up something. Come on.
I can't give up golf until June. Okay. I just can't do it. Right. Just find something else.
All right. Claytonia John says that the Dolphins are not winning in Arrowhead.
Wow.
I got news for you, Claytonia John. There's still 8 weeks to go. The Chiefs will fall in some games. The Dolphins will not. We will have the one seed in the AFC. The AFC runs through Miami.
You really believe that? Do you really believe that?
I want to believe it. I think we got a great team. The Dolphins have a great offense.
For the number one seed, would you be willing to give up golf until May?
Until April.
Until May. You got to give up a month of quality playing time.
Well, Super Bowl. That's the Super Bowl.
I love the fact that you're really
– Super Bowl.
Like you're you really had to ponder that. Like
if I had to give up golf until May, I better have a Super Bowl victory.
Oh, that is hilarious, man.
I don't need –
Walter says, stop lying on air, Jake. You give up. For the Dolphins to win, you give up.
Golf's a big – that's like me cutting off my arm.
I just find it fascinating how much you love the Dolphins and you won't.
Oh, I do love – listen, okay. They're my true love.
But
you
love golf
my
more.
Wife and my true love in this life.
You love golf more.
I do love golf. I mean, okay. I love my wife. I love the Dolphins. I love golf.
What is there an order to that?
every day is a different day. Hey, my wife would know. She'd tell you, he loves those things. I play a lot of golf, and I love the Dolphins a lot.
Look, man.
See, like every other day, I make a purchase online about the Dolphins.
You are bad. What are you buying? Don't tell me yet. Don't tell me that. We'll throw it a break. We'll go back. We'll close it out. You're going to tell me what you buy. Because I know, like, as a sports fan, I buy some weird stuff. Yeah. I want to hear what you buy.
Right.
You can let us know. Text line, let us know. What's the weirdest thing you bought about from your team? Give us that next. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.